Welcome to GCK, a podcast about people doing life, or at least trying to make the best of it. Let's have that conversation, and with any luck, we'll find some meaning in the process. GCK is an Igbo word which means never give up, keep it up, keep pushing, keep moving, keep thriving, keep breathing. The popular notion is to find light at the end of the tunnel, but how about we try to find light within the tunnel? Now let's go further, together. Hey fam, what's good? You know who it is, it's your host, Ebube Agu, and today I have a question for you. Can we make to-do lists work again? Like, to begin with, did they ever work though? I don't know if they worked for you, but that's the conversation we'll be having in this episode. So, in the previous episode, we talked about how important to-be lists are. And if you missed it, my advice is you should probably check it out, okay? To-be list basically establish what you want to be so as to give clarity to what you should be doing. That episode was on normalizing to-be list, and it really kickstarted some interesting conversations, which, by the way, is one of the things I love and encourage on this podcast, right? So, I mean, if that's, you know, what you're about, please hit me up. I really love talking about these things. I really love discussing them, right? And towards the end of that episode, I referred to a mini debate that I had with a friend on the subject. It was basically something about her insisting that to-be list and to-do list are essentially the same thing. And that if they weren't the same thing, they could go on the same list and all of that. And to be honest, it made me like dig deeper, like, you know, really think more about it. But to-be lists aren't things you want to do though. Like, imagine you could be anything you want to be. Big or small things, whatever, right? Like, someone could say they want to be kind or be famous, or they want to be consistent or be assertive or be empathetic, they want to be eloquent, or they want to be a CEO, like that type of thing, right? Those are things you want to be, not things you do. Basically, your to-be should be the title of your to-do list. I don't know if you get that, right? Yeah. So, we've dealt with the being now, okay? Now you know what you want to be. You've dreamt and you've fantasized about it. That's awesome, right? But if you haven't though, I suggest you take a moment and do that. If you have to go back to the previous episode and listen, I advise you do that, but spend some time and dream and fantasize before we go into what we're going to talk about right now. Are you ready? So, here's the thing though. After dreaming, what does it take to bring your dreams into reality? Like, where you can actually access it? Omo, you know, like, what this convo reminds me of, something that, you know, used to happen like when I was a kid. So, like, back then, I wasn't thrilled at all about doing laundry. I mean, I'm still not. But wait, and just to be clear for all y'all bougie folks out there, when I say doing laundry, I mean like using your God-given hands to wash, rinse, squeeze, spread, and repeat. Okay, I'm sorry, like it's almost impossible for me to hear rinse and not add repeat. Like, you know, from all those like memes about, you know, sleep, eat, rinse, and repeat. Anyway, I digress. As we were saying, The laundry we're talking about here is not some fancy term. It was literally washing your clothes, right? So the way it used to happen consistently was, as much as possible, me, I'll just let my laundry pile up. And I mean, that was my MO, man. That's how I used to roll. Till date, I can't forget what my mom would always say. She'd say, like, no matter how much you wish it, nah, these clothes will be here waiting for you. Kai! I was always paying. That thing, it used to pay me, man. Like, because it was a rude shock, right? It jerked me back to a seemingly unpleasant reality. That's what it used to do. And sadly, for all of us, we don't live in a wish it, wait for it, get it world, right? That's just the truth of the matter, and that's what we have to face. But going back to that road of becoming, that one that leads to all those breathtaking things you like to be, those ones you dreamt about, yeah? On that road, if you don't ask yourself what you need to do, then, brethren, you might as well just keep dreaming, right? So to provide perspective, here's a reaction that I got to the episode, to that last episode, from one of my intellectual and invested uncle. You know, I have lots of those. I quote, "An interesting and I dare say intriguing discourse. To be, whilst being akin to the objective, is sustained by to do, which invariably is the determinant activity in the objective realization. One needs to do in order to be." Wait, if you didn't get anything else like from all of that big grammar, remember the last line, because that basically sums it up. One needs to do in order to be. Cool, eh? Yeah, I thought so too. So like, it's like there's this small bridge standing between you and your dreams. And that bridge is like what I call the to-do bridge. To say it again in another, you know, way, if you neglect what you have to do, you may as well forget what you want to be. Right? If only you knew how I wish that we didn't have to do in order to be. Oh, fam. Yo, you have no idea. Sadly, or I don't know, should I say fortunately, I won't sell you lies, right? I will tell you the simple truth, the real deal. The deal is that the people that end up living their dreams are those that decide to get on that bridge of becoming, that to-do bridge that I talked about. So if you need something to go from all of this, here's one. If you want to be, you have to do. It's that simple. You know, from this, one could rightly infer that being is sustained by doing. Okay, see this, right? Consider Hamza, my good friend, who wants to be a world-renowned soccer player and play for one of the biggest soccer teams in the world. If my boy H comes to you for counsel on what you think he needs to do, what should be like his big to-dos and what should be the smaller ones and everything, I suppose you might tell him that for him to even make the cut, his soccer skill level has to be badass, as in, as well as, of course, his like overall fitness and stamina, like very needed. And I know you won't also forget to point out that he should also probably position himself well to get into the good teams, right? Yeah. So like with all of this, it's now left to him to think about how to break these down into tasks that will help make them possible, that will help make these dreams become a reality. What should be his practice and habits, you know? What should be his daily routine? So my G, like Hamza, he knows a lot about goals, you know, being like a badass soccer player and all. He understands that it's easy to get scared when goals, aka to-dos, when they look too big to achieve. So he knows how vital it is to break them down into smaller goals and daily to-dos. And you know, like that's what it's about. Like that's really what we have to think about if we're trying to be productive and trying to get work done. So with that in mind, I would like you to go ahead and make those big to-dos, you know, that you have to do based on what you want to be, drawing down from that, you know, down to like what you now need to do. So there will be like those big to-dos and there will be like the smaller ones, right? And then it's like from there, I want you to now think about what should be your own to-dos. What do you need to do to make the bigger ones become a reality, right? So here's something to consider. If I'm to succeed in becoming what I desire to be? What do I need to do each day? What do you need to do each day? You need to get work, fam. I want to ask you that again. If you're to succeed in becoming what you desire to be, what do you need to do each day? Ask it, what do I need to do each day? What do I need to do today? So before, like, you know, we're done and everything, I think we should highlight one of the problems, because this is like, you know, one of the things, one of the, you know, loopholes or potholes or whatever you want to call it, and one of the problems we face in having to-dos, and this is a major one. The issue here is that you want to be Superman when you should really be Hawkeye. Okay, what do I mean? We are often saddled with so much to do, so many goals to smash, to-do list longer than number of available hours or days, and naturally, we want to be Superman. I mean, who doesn't? We want to have laser focus on our work and still be super strong, have lightning speed, and be able to discern with our mad X-ray vision. We want to be able to do all that. Basically, we want to be able to do everything that Clark can't do. Ha! You got it, right? Anyway, like, we want to be able to multitask everything multitaskable. But face it, you are human. This is why we often give up and just be like, Omo, you know, this isn't working, this isn't productive and everything. And you know the drill of trying to take on too much and barely ever meeting up. Then that frustration and helplessness follows. But here's an idea. Why don't, instead of piling all of those things up, we reduce the to-dos? I mean, don't throw away the goals, though. Just break them down. Like Hawkeye, take them from your quiver one at a time and shoot. Now you have like better chances of avenging all those years of unproductivity. Stop trying so hard to be Superman, my friends. Just be you and you'll marvel. Okay? So if you need assistance with this or any related topic, really, please don't hesitate to reach out. I would love to connect with you on Instagram and Twitter at TheEbubeAgu or via email to TheEbubeAgu@gmail.com. I think you should also connect to our company page on Instagram at Jisike247, that is JISIKE247, to be part of the amazing work we're doing. Now, this podcast is powered by Jisike Creatives and Consults, a social enterprise established to establish people. I hope you find the healing you seek and the power to help people find the healing they need. Till next time, keep breathing. Jisike.